Let us worship God, let us sing to his praise and glory from Psalm 145. We sing from the first version of the psalm, I'll thee extol, my God, O King, I bless thy name always. Psalm 145, singing verses 1 to 7 to the tune Effingham. Psalm 145, verses 1 to 7. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we bow in humble worship and adoration before thy greatness and thy majesty. Thou art a great God, infinite, eternal, unchangeable. And we who are the creatures of but a moment bow low before thee to do obeisance unto thee, for thou art worthy to receive the worship and the praise and the love of our hearts. For thou, so great and high as thou art, hast condescended unto us in Jesus Christ, thy Son, and in him dost seek and desire the fellowship of our hearts. We shall never understand this mystery, O God. It passes all our comprehension that thou, the Holy One, shouldst take pleasure in thy people, and yet thou hast revealed this unto us in thy word, and by thy gracious Spirit thou dost convince us of its truth, when thou dost woo us and draw us to thyself with cords of love. We come to thee, thou triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and offer unto thee the love and the joy and the adoration of our hearts through Jesus Christ our Lord. O God Most High, who hast called us into fellowship with thyself, that thou mightest thrust us forth in thy glad and glorious service in all the world, behold us now as we gather together this evening in this act of solemn dedication and commitment. And grant, O Lord, that as our horizons are stretched and widened in this evening hour to think of the work of thy hand in faraway places, that our hearts may be indeed kindled within us by thy mighty Spirit and made to burn with the consciousness of the opportunity that is given unto us in the service of the gospel. Hear us, O Lord, in this our prayer. Wilt thou sanctify all that is said and done this evening hour with thy most gracious presence, and seal unto us by thy Spirit thy rich and abiding blessing. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're now going to sing the hymn which you have before you on the separate sheet. This is a hymn by D.T. Niles, and one well known to the students at St. Combe Missionary Training College, where Beatrice has been studying. It's a very simple tune, as some of you have already learned, and I'm sure you'll be able to sing it with heart and voice. I'll ask Miss Kerr to play the whole tune through to you before we sing. The scripture reading this evening is from the Old Testament scriptures, the first book of Samuel, at the 10th chapter, reading verses 1 to 8. 1 Samuel chapter 10, reading at the beginning of the chapter. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will say unto thee, The asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses and sorroweth for you, saying, What shall I do for my son? Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine, and they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. After that thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place, with a psaltery, and a tabret, and a pipe, and a harp before them. And they shall prophesy, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings, and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days shalt thou tarry, till I come to thee, and show thee what thou shalt do." Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word. The hymn number 364, "Thou whose almighty word chaos and darkness heard and took the flight, hear us, we humbly pray." Hymn 364.
Thank you.
as a company of people within the Church of Christ and in His name, we are met in common faith and fellowship with Beatrice Moffat this evening as she is about to leave for service in the church overseas. The Council of the Young Women's Christian Association in Mombasa in Kenya has asked for the services of Beatrice Moffat for work in their commercial college in Mombasa. The Overseas Council has appointed her a missionary of the church. In this service, we stand with her as she prepares to leave for Africa and commend her to God, our Heavenly Father. Beatrice, will you please stand? We who are gathered here represent not only the church which sends you, but the worldwide fellowship of the church. We believe with you that God has called you to service overseas and that you go in obedience to this call. We believe with you that He who has called you is faithful and will sustain you for His service. We pray that in your work and in your home and in the contacts of daily life, you may find strength and encouragement, joy and comfort. The God of all grace will Himself establish, strengthen, and settle you. To Him be dominion forever and ever. Amen. In token of the trust that is placed in you, we who represent your fellow workers in God's service give you now the right hand of fellowship. Let us sing together the hymn of assurance, hymn 442, In Heavenly Love Abiding, No Change My Heart Shall Fear. We sing to the tune Penland number 684, hymn 442.
Thank you.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. Beatrice Moffat, if you read the chapter in which these words occur carefully and humbly, you will, I think, find that something like the signs there set out as having been fulfilled in the case of Saul have also been fulfilled in you. You have had, through Christ, the word of forgiveness conveyed to you, so that what has caused you worry and trouble of conscience in the past has been removed through the good news of Christ's salvation. Your sins are forgiven you for his sake. You also have been given through him the bread of life, as the two travelers gave to Saul bread. And our Lord has brought you not only pardon, but the daily provision for the life of your spirit. You have further entered into the company and fellowship of those who follow Christ and have in some measure prophesied with them through the power of the Holy Spirit. For whenever you speak or act expressly in Jesus' name or on his behalf, then you prophesy. And now in a few days you will be setting out on a further stage of your life's journey and a new period of service to God. And the word comes to you as it came to Saul: do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. Consider then, on the basis of this verse, how you are to act, then what you are to do, and then where you are to do it. You are to do as your hand finds for you to do, for this is the literal translation of the words, as occasion serve thee. That is, whatever lies within your power to do, provided that it does not deny the gospel of your Lord, and that no obstacle is raised by other circumstances, that do, for God is with you. We say not to you simply, God be with you, as though it were a distant hope or a pious wish, but God is with you, for he is with you and has promised to be with you to the end. Go therefore in the strength of this promise. Here is ground for great confidence, determination, and joyful assurance. For he does not say, I am with you if you do this, but not if you do that. He says, I am with you always, and he will fulfill his promise. Gone then is the need for dithering, for doubting or indecision, for torture of mind. What your hand finds to do, do with all your might, as Ecclesiastes says, for this is the day of opportunity in God's service. Decide then with courage and determination, whenever it falls to you, to make a decision, as undoubtedly it will. The Christian scene in our days is bedeviled by many conflicting voices, all summoning you their way, all causing confusion, for they tend to try and persuade you that they know better than you what what God wants you to do. And such voices often turn a man from what his hand finds to do. And then he turns from it to his own loss and the loss of others. But you, in what concerns you, ask yourself, what is the mind of Christ here? And you will have light in darkness and see order in the midst of confusion and a clearer way ahead. Do not therefore be afraid of making mistakes. We all make mistakes at times, but God is with you. You will not lose your salvation because of that. We know, said John, that whoever is born of God does not sin. It is the Son of God who keeps him safe, and the wicked one does not touch him. None of us has perfect knowledge and judgment, but God leads us on and teaches us not only by his truth, but also by our own errors. You walk, remember, in green pastures, in the care of a shepherd who is also your guarantor. Your foot may slip. You may do a lot which you will afterwards wish you had done otherwise. But you are not out of the shepherd's care at any time. Act with courage and determination, knowing that he is with you. What is it then that your hand will be finding to do? Well, I think it is first and foremost to do the job in the School of Commerce which you have undertaken to do and for which you have been appointed by God and his church. Do it faithfully and well as the servant of Christ. Do not be like those who spend their time complaining that there is no opportunity for evangelism. To do your job faithfully, diligently, and thoroughly in Christ's name is, I think you will find, your best method of evangelism. Especially at a time when moral standards of reliability seem to be falling. While in Kenya itself, standards of technical efficiency are well behind what they are here, which is the reason why you're going out. But as time goes on, you will find that the job you do brings you into intercourse with those round about you. First of all, your students and their families, but gradually others as well, in the town and district round about, whether inside the church you worship or outside it. Your contacts and dealings with them will widen, yes, and deepen as well, if you go about improving them in the right way. Here you may be glad that you are not a minister or a priest. For such people, by the very nature of their position, find it often more difficult to get close to folk in friendship. You will find occasions when you may be able verbally to give testimony to Christ, whether in formal services or in conversation. Do what your hand finds to do in this matter joyfully, for God is with you, but humbly, remembering that he also goes before you and beside you and behind you, doing a work of grace, most of which you are neither concerned with nor able to see. Yet be thankful that he has given you a small share in it and grants you the privilege of seeing some of it. Remember also for your peace of mind that the work is his work, not yours. If you, for some reason, do not do it, it will be done somehow, for God's plans are not frustrated. But if you wish to bring on yourself a breakdown, if you wish, so to speak, the bottom to fall out of your service, then say to yourself, it all depends on me, and I depend on God. For this is the lie which puts me where God should be. Then where are you to do this work? And the answer here is quite simple. In the town of Mombasa. But I hope that I can give you in a few minutes a thumbnail sketch which may enable you to feel that you do not go into it as into a place entirely unkent. Mombasa is in fact an island lying within a broad creek with the sea water running round at each side in the form of a sort of moat, and the open sea on its eastern side. It is a sort of paradise with the kind of climate that one sometimes dreams of on a very cold, frosty morning. But it is also the only city of East Africa which has an ancient history. Dar es Salaam and Nairobi are not more than 100 years old, but Mombasa was a flourishing city when Vasco da Gama reached it in the year 1498. And its history goes back beyond that by several centuries. Its old mosques, of which there are about 50, and the Portuguese Fort Jesus, which dominates the old city, bear witness to its age. Besides this, it is a commercial city and is becoming rapidly and increasingly an industrial one. It is the main port for all of East Africa and an important rail terminal. And because of all this, it is a very cosmopolitan city. The original population are often called Afro-Arabs. They speak Swahili, and they are Muslims by religion. But many African tribal groups from the west coast, from the coast-dwelling Wagiriama to the West Kenyan Jaluo, have migrated from the country districts, their original homes, into the city. There are Arabs from South Arabia, especially from the Hadramaut. There are white people from many different European lands, working mainly in banks and commercial firms or with the government. Many, or most, of the retail shops are owned and run by Indians and Pakistanis. While the period from January to April brings the dhows from the Persian Gulf and from Oman with their crews of Omani and Persian sailors. And all these form a mosaic or very variegated pattern of humanity. And the many racial and language groups are made more colourful and complicated by a great variety of different religions and sects. Besides the old pagan animistic religious practices, which are still in evidence, there are Roman Catholic, Anglican and Methodist churches from the original missions who have worked there since last century. But they have been joined by every conceivable Protestant denomination and sect, and some new African churches and sects which may seem to you at first sight too wonderful to be true. There are at least five main Islamic sects, and each of these is in turn divided into branches. Further, there are also Buddhists, Jains, Sikhs, Parsis, and Hindus. Now, among all this mass of different people with different languages, backgrounds, and faiths, you will be living, and because God is with you, He is present among it all as well, alongside you. To these you must listen, and to these you have to convey the love of God in Jesus Christ. In the course of your contact, you will find yourself in situations quite novel to you. Your faith will be challenged, and you will find yourself querying the bases of your belief again and again. You will have to rethink your faith, but will find it coming to meet you in new ways which were lost on you as long as you stayed in Scotland. For instance, do you cut yourself off from some contacts for fear of being unfaithful to Christ? Or do you enter into them in the confident assurance that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world? This and other questions you can only answer yourself as the occasion arises. But remember that your presence as a Christian will speak and be of value even when times come, as come they will, when you feel yourself to be an utterly unprofitable servant. For while you are there, Christ is there also, since He is in you. And in this matter of evangelism, the important thing is to call to mind constantly that it is not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Do whatever your hand finds to do, for God is with you, and the only thing that can prevent His working through you is your own deliberate and willful frustration of His Spirit by refusing to follow His leading, or by putting your own interests before the paramount interests of His kingdom. Amen.
Our gracious God, in this moment of solemn dedication and commitment, we bow humbly in Thy holy presence, and we rejoice afresh in the glad knowledge that Thou, who hast constituted Thy church in the world, hast bestowed gifts severally upon its members, and dost appoint them to the work of Thy hand, and dost commission them, and be their enabling in all the way that they take. We humbly thank Thee and praise Thee, O God, that Thou hast laid Thy gracious hand upon this Thy servant Beatrice at this time, and sealed unto her in her inmost spirit Thy holy call to service in Thy church overseas. We now commit her lovingly and tenderly into Thy gracious care and keeping, O Lord Most High, and we pray that according to Thy promise and with the assurance of Thy word tonight ringing in our hearts, thou wilt indeed go forth with her, and give unto her the glad assurance of that unfailing and unchanging presence all the days. O God, our Heavenly Father, we commit and commend unto thee the work to which presently she shall go in Mombasa. O thou who dost go before thy people and dost prepare their way, wilt thou go before her as she goes, and wilt thou be preparing even now that place and that work to which now she commits herself in thy gracious will. Grant, O Heavenly Father, that when she reaches there, she may see many signs of thy gracious hand having prevented her. And grant, O Lord our God, that hearts may be prepared for receiving the word that she will speak unto them in the fullness of the time. We commit unto thee, O God, the work of the YWCA in that land of Kenya. We thank thee, Lord, that thou hast opened a door wide for good and gracious influences in that land. We bless thee for all that thou hast wrought through thy honored servants in that land in time past. We praise thee, O God, for the moving of thy blessed Spirit in blessing and benediction to so many in that nation. And now, Lord, we look upon this particular part of thy work and humbly bespeak thy blessing and benediction upon it. Wilt thou prosper this work, O God? We believe that it is thou thyself who hast called to found it, and we pray that thy blessing will rest upon it, and that as thy servant goes forth there, she may know thy blessing upon her, and all encouragement from thy Holy Spirit, that as she seeks honorably and faithfully to discharge her duties in the college, she may be a sweet savor of Christ to all with whom she comes in contact, and may her influence be for good upon many lives, to the glory of thy great name and their lasting blessing. O God our Father, we commend to thy love and to thy compassion her loved ones whom she will leave behind here in Edinburgh as she goes forth. We pray thee, O Lord our God, that as their hearts are proud within them, so they may know the comfort that comes to those who part with loved ones going forth in the service of the Master. Grant that their hearts may be at peace, that they may be assured within them, and that they may know the sweet presence of thy love to comfort, to sustain, to watch between them and her, until in the fullness of the time they are reunited with her once more. And O God our Father, look upon us, we beseech thee, as a congregation of thy people in this place, as once again we commit ourselves in dedication of heart and spirit to the work of prayer and intercession, as thy dear servant goes forth. Grant to her an inward assurance that as she goes, she may have the prayers of many behind her and surrounding her day by day as she goes forth to that place. Keep us faithful, O God, to the holy mandate which thou hast given unto us, and grant that prayer may rise without ceasing for the work of thy hand in that place. Hear us, O God, in this our prayer. Hear thou the unspoken prayer of our heart, as we dedicate ourselves to thy glad and glorious service. And all we ask is in Jesus' name, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Beatrice, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we place in your hands now a Bible as a sign and symbol of your work and witness in Mombasa. We pray that by his holy word, God will ever illumine, guide, and strengthen you. It is our prayer also, Beatrice, that this Bible will be the basis and the foundation of your work and witness there. It is often urged upon us today that the image that people have of missionary work is sadly outmoded and outdated, and that the idea of someone sitting under a palm tree teaching natives the gospel is wide of the mark. We can understand, of course, the concern that prompts this kind of exhortation. We know also that the missionary situation has greatly changed over the years. But some of us venture to believe that the open Bible and the teaching of the people from it are the greatest of needs today, at home as well as abroad. And we will pray, therefore, that you will have many opportunities to open it among the girls with whom you will work, and make known to them the unsearchable riches that it contains. As you said this morning, you will want to share your faith with them as well as your commercial skills, and you will best do that through the medium of an open Bible. May the Spirit of God make the book live to you and to them day by day. So shall you bear much fruit, and so shall your joy be full. And in all this, I want to assure you that the prayers of the fellowship will surround you. In times of difficulty and discouragement, it will assuredly mean something to you to know that there are those at home who will have you on their hearts, and who regarded this service of dedication tonight not only as yours, but as theirs also, and pledged themselves anew to prayer for the work of Christ. God bless you. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Conclude our service singing hymn 509, Jesus, Master, whose I am, purchased thine alone to be. 509. Thank you. unto God's gracious mercy and protection I commit you. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon you now and remain with you until the day break and the shadows flee away.